We're on the bottom of Lamed Beis Lamed Aleph. Ein mashkirin zichron malchus v'shofar shel puranios. Don't mention psukim of zichronos, malchios, and shofros or puranios. The truth is that many rishonim hold you don't have to mention any psukim. Just like by Musa. Halach is, as long as you say b'chein kosu b'sorachefa, you don't have to mention the psukim. And you also with that. Just you mention that it's mentioned in the Torah. So really, b'di'evad, you could be yotze malchus zichron shofros just by saying v'chein kasu b'torah, v'chein kasu b'nevi'im, v'chein kasu b'ksuvim, without mentioning the psukim at all together. But the chatchila, you have to say a certain amount of psukim and psukim. So you don't mention malchus zichronos or shofros or peronios. Maschu b'torah u'mashlim b'navi. You start with psukim from the Torah and you finish with the navi, and the ksuvim is in the middle. Rabbi Yossi Omer and Hishlim B'Torah Yotzen. Rabbi Yossi says, you finished off with the Torah, you're Yotze. Tosfos says, why normally Nevi'im come before Ksuvim? Why over here the other way? So Tosfos says, because the Psukim that we say from Ksuvim preceded the Psukim we say from Nevi'im. That's one reason. Others say that with Malim Bakodesh. You start with the Torah, because that gives more chashivas. Then you go to the lowest, which is Ksuvim, and then you build up again to Nevi'im and finish off with Torah, because Malim Bakodesh. Okay. Rashi? No Rashi. Okay. Malchios Kigon. What's Malchios of Peronios? Chai Aninu, Mashem Elokim, Im Lo Biyad Chazoko, Vizro Netuyo, Vechei Mashvucha, Em Lo Chalecha. Later on, the Gemara says we don't mention Malchios where it only applies to one nation, to Klal Yisrael. So here, even if it wouldn't be Peronios, it's only mentioning it Aleichem, on you. So we have to say it goes according to the Man D'Omer who says that even Malchus of one nation is okay. Okay, but still, Malchus of Peronios not. The Afal Gav Dom Rav Nachman called Ki Hai Rischa Lirsach Kutcha Brichu Alon Velitrukinon. Even though Rav Nachman said, let the Rebbeinu Shem get angry at us, let him redeem us already. Right? It says, V'yad chazoka em lo chafayin. So, at least that. Still, Kivan de Berischa Omer, since it was said, out of anger, ad kure rischa bereisha talom et karinon. Even though ultimately it's for our good, but just like on Rosh Hashanah, we try to make every remez of good things. Right? We don't eat sour things or bitter things or whatever. It shouldn't be any remez of anything bad. So even though it's a good pasuk, since it was said with anger, you don't mention anger on Rosh Hashanah. In fact, the Mishnah Berurah says that with all the simonim that we make, the biggest sin would be not to get angry on Rosh Hashanah. Okay, so you don't mention anger on Rosh Hashanah. Zichron, what's a zichronos of Peronios? Kigon vayiskor ki boser hema. Shofar, kigon tiku shofar begiva. Also, all these things speak of Peronios. Avalin bo lomer malchu zichron v'shofar shal Peronios shal obdik ochavim omer. But you're allowed to say, use psukim of malchus zichronos shofros that represent Peronios for goyim. Malchus, kigon Hashem molach yirgzu amim. Kigon Hashem Melech Olam Vo'ed Ovdu Goyim Me'arzo. Zichron Kigon Zichor Hashem Levnei Edom Es Yom Yerushalayim. Shofar Kigon V'Hashem Elokim B'Shofar Yitoka V'Holach B'Saros Teimon Uksiv Hashem Tzvokos Yogin Aleihem. So it says, why you have to mention this pasuk, Hashem Tzvokos Yogin Aleihem. So the truth is, this is the last pasuk that we mention in Shofros. And to be mashlim b'dover tov, so we end off Hashem yogin aleihem. Others say that you can only mention Peronios of Goyim if it's good for Jews. And here the pasuk doesn't say it's good for Jews, so we end off also Hashem yogin aleihem, that the Rebbeinu Shem should protect the Yidden, so it's a pasuk that's bad for Goyim but good for Jews. Just bad for Goyim by itself, not. Has to have some implication, good for Jews too. And another pshat is, I wouldn't know who the pasuk is going on, right? Shalokim b'shofar, you talk of a holach b'saros teiman, that it's dafka going on goyim. Since it ends off, right, that Hashem yogin aleihem, on yidden, obviously the first part of the pasuk is going on goyim. That's why I had to mention the second part too. Rashi, No, Rashi. Ein mashkirin zichron shal yochid. You don't mention zichron also of an individual. Avafilu the Torah, even if it's for the good. Kigon zochreini Hashem b'rtzon amecha. Ukigon zochreli alokai letova. All that is individual, singular. That's not zichron. Zichron has to be plural. Kloli. Pikdonos harehenki zichronos. Pokad and zochar have the same connotation. Kigon v'Hashem pokad esora. It's the same thing as he remembered. Kigon kod pokadati eschem. Div Reb Yossi. That's what Reb Yossi holds. Reb Yehuda omer enon ki zichronos. No, zichronos has to be, since it says zichron trua, it has to be that word specifically. And there's a difference between zichronos and pikdonos. Zichronos is more kavua, pikdonos is more aroi. That's what the Gemara says later. There's another idea. Zichron is remembering something long term. Pikadon is taking action on it short term. Hashem pokad esar. Divrei Reb Yossi. Reb Yossi, no, inami de pikdonos harin ki zichronos. Hashem pokad esar pikadon de yachidu. Or even if zichronos and pikdonos are synonymous, but Lamaisa, we said before, you don't mention zichronos of an individual. Hashem pokad esar is the zichronos of an individual. Or it says, no, kivin dosu rabin mina ki rabin domi. Since Lamaisa, from that pekida, came Klal Yisrael, it's considered the pekida of Klal Yisrael. Su shorim rasheichem, vinosu pischei olom, viyovo melech hakavot, Nize melech hakavot, Hashem izuz v'gibur, Hashem gibur mulchama, su shorim rasheichem, uvseu pischei olom, viyovo melech hakavot, Nihu ze melech hakavot, Hashem tzvokos u'melech hakavot tzela, Rishon ha-shtayin, the first pasuk is counted for two malchios, Shniya Shalosh, and the second pasuk counts for three malchios. And Shaila is what that means. Do you have to say the whole pasuk, but it counts for two, or no? You have to say, if you split it up, then it counts for two. But if you say one whole pasuk, it counts only for one. But you can split up the pasuk. Some hold you, but Dafka can't split up the pasuk, because I will say half a pasuk. So you have to say the whole pasuk, and it only counts for two if you said the whole pasuk. Okay. Divrei Reb Yossi. So Reb Yossi holds the first one counts for two malchios, and the second one counts for three. Reb Yehuda omer, Rishona Achas, the first one only counts as one, because the Miza Melech HaKavol does not count as one, because it's a question, not a statement. And Shni Yashvayim, and therefore the second one only counts as two, not three. Rashi, Derabi Masu Mino Bahi Pekida, because of that Pekida, Klal Yisrael came. Reb Yehuda omer, Rishona Achas, He doesn't count the question. Mize melech hakavod. Zamru elokim zameru, zamru lemalkenu zameru. Ki melech kol ha'aretz elokim shtayim. That mentions, what's it called, malkenu once, and melech kol ha'aretz is two. Divrei Reb Yossi. Rabbi Yehuda omer achas. It's only counted as one. Why? Zamru lemalkenu lo kachoshi Rabbi Yehuda. Zalo amlich de ela al umachas. Because it's only for Zamru Malkenu, our melech. It's only when you mention the Rabbanu Shalolam generically as a melech over everybody that it counts, according to Rabbi Yehuda. The melech Elohim, the Shavin, the melech Elohim, Al Goyim, Elohim Yashav, Al Kisei Kodesho, Shiachas. They both agree that that pasuk, Molech Elohim, Al Goyim, Elohim Yashav, Al Kisei Kodesho, only counts as one. Because the first one is only on Goyim, not us. So therefore it has to be, what's it called, only the last one, Elohim Yashav, no, it's the opposite. Melech, Molech Elohim al Goyim is counted. But the second one doesn't mention Melech. Just Elohim Yashav al Kisei Kodesho, that's not enough to be considered Malchios. Zichron Sheyesh Bo Trua, Kigon Shaboson Zichron Trua, Mikra Kodesh, Omroi Ma Zichronos, Vomri Ma Shofros. Zichron and Trua can be either Zichronos or Shofros. So you could say it both. Divrei Reb Yossi. Reb Yehuda Omer Eino Omer Elam is Zichronos. Bilvad. It only counts for Zichronos because the Iker is Zichron. Zichronos. The Iker is not over there, the Shofar. Some Achronim say what it means is that you can say it twice. You can say it in Zichronos and Shofros. And others learn it means you could say it either place. But you can't say it twice. Can't use the same pasuk for Zichronos and Shofros You can use it either place. And Rabbi Yehuda holds you can only use it for Zichronos. Malchus Yeshimo Trua, Kigon Hashem Elokavi Mo, Suras Melechbo, Omra and Amalchios, Omra Shofros. That pasuk, Hashem Elokavi Mo, Suras Melechbo, you could use either for Shofros or for Malchios, or you could use them for both. Again, same idea. Yer Rabbi Yossi. Rabbi Yehuda Omer Eino Omra Elam Amalchios. Bilvad. You can only use it with Malchios, because the main thing over there is Malchios. And it could be also because trua over there can mean, truas melech can mean shofar, or it can also mean the friendship, reyus. So it could be that Rabbi Yehuda holds it, bechlal doesn't mean anything to do with shofar. Truas melech means the reyus, the friendship of the melech is with him. Trua she'eni molo klum, just stam the word trua without mentioning shofar. Kigon yom trua yelochem, omrim ha-shofros di Rabbi Yossi. Rabbi Yehuda Omer Eino Omer Kol Ikar. No, you have to use, since it's Shofros, right, he doesn't learn it from Yom Trua, because then how could you not use the pasuk Yom Trua? That's what we learn, Shofros. But there's another limud later on where you know Shofros from Uskate Bechatzotros, that we learn the idea of Shofros. So there it has to be, he has to mention Shofar. Okay. Even though it says God sits on his throne, it doesn't mention Malchus specifically, that's not, doesn't come from Malchios. Trua by itself is not, you're not Yotzei Shofar, so it has to mention the word Shofar specifically. Just true itself not. Okay. Maschu b'Torah u'mashlim b'Novi. Rav Yossi Omer and Hishlim b'Torah Yotzei. Where it says, "Mhishlim v'yevid in l'chatchila lo," Masha Rav Yossi holds that only v'yevid if you are mashlim b'Torah, really l'chatchila should be mashlim b'Navi. V'yevid if you are mashlim b'Torah is okay. But Tanya Rav Yossi Omer hamashlim b'Torah is a meshubach. Adarabba, the best thing to do is to finish off with a pasuk from the Torah. So, aim a mashlim. Enochanami, you should read the Mishnah not in hishlim, but mashlim b'Torah. That's what you should do. Iva hoi im hishlim. Maisa Mishnah doesn't say that. Mishnah says im hishlim, d'yevid in l'chatchila lo, hachi komar, maschu b'toru mashlim b'novi, Rabbi Yossi omer mashlim b'tora, din hishlim b'novi yotza, change it around completely. The Tanakhama holds that maschu b'tora, and you finish off with the novi. Rabbi Yossi says you should be l'chatchila mashlim b'tora, but b'dievid, if you're mashlim b'novi, is also okay. Tanya nomi hachi, right, people who are Zohar and Nitzvahs made sure they finished off the 10 psukim with a pasuk from the Torah. Gemara says, according to this, according to Rabbi Yossi at least, that you have to finish with Torah, so you need 4 psukim from Torah for each one. Right, 3 from Nevi'im and Ksuvim, but 4 from Torah. Bishlama Zichronos v'Shofros Yikatuv. There's a lot of psukim with Zichronos and Shofros from the Torah that you could use. So there's no problem finding 4. Ela Malchus Tlasu Dahani. But in the Torah there's only 3 psukim that speak about Malchios. Right? Hashem Elokav Imo Suas Melech Bo. Vayihi Bishurin Melech. And Hashem Yimloch Liolam Vo'eh. Va'anan Bo Inan Eser. We need a 4th one to make the 10, because you have to finish off with Torah. So you need a 4 psukim. V'lekov. So where do you get the 4th one from? L'chora, this kash is only on Rabbi Yossi. Because according to the other shitas, you don't have to finish with Torah. So you don't need 4 psukim, you only need 3 psukim from the Torah. It's significant, because we'll see in 1 second that according to Rabbi Yehuda, there's no 4th pasuk. Right? Omer Avuna, Toshma, Shema Yisrael, Hashem Elokeinu, Hashem Echad, Malchus, Div Rabbi Yossi. Rabbi Yossi holds that Shema Yisrael counts as Malchios. Rabbi Yehuda Omer Eino Malchus. Rabbi Yehuda says no, it doesn't mention Melech specifically, it's not Malchios. So according to Rabbi Yossi, who's the one who holds you need 4 psukim from the Torah, we have a 4th pasuk, and that's what we talk about. We finish with Shema Yisrael. But according to Rabbi Yehuda, that doesn't count. But it could be Rabbi Yehuda holds you don't have to finish with the Torah. He holds like the Tanakhama, you can finish with the Navi. So you don't need 4 psukim. V'yodata ayom v'ashivos v'levecho ki Hashem hu Elokim ein od Malchus div Rabbi Yossi. Rabbi Yossi holds you don't need the word Melech, you just need the concept. So that's count. Rabbi Yehuda omer eino Malchus, doesn't count. You need the word. Ato harisol odas ki Hashem ulokim erod mavado malchus div Rabbi Yossi. Rabbi Yehuda omreinu malchus. According to Rabbi Yossi, it comes out we have 6 psukim for malchios. According to Rabbi Yehuda, we only have three, but Enoch and Ami, you don't have to finish off with the Torah, according to Rabbi Yehuda. Rashi, Umashchu b'Torah, Umashlim b'Neviim, v'aksuvim b'Nasayim, aksuvim is in the middle. Hayu mashlimim b'Torah, tahavilu arba min haTorah. According to Rabbi Yossi, you need four psukim from the Torah for each one. Sholosh b'Tchila v'achas b'Sof. V'anan bo'in an eser, v'arba mehem Torah. We need ten. In order to make the ten, four of them have to be from the Torah. Dekom Rabbi Yossi mashlim b'Torah.